What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Net of potential Jets head coaches starts to dwindle down, BT. Maybe somebody new going to be out there. Vrabel, obviously, official off the board. He goes to New England. Connor Hughes of SNY reporting that Rex is officially out. And then the rumors swirling about the potential availability of one Mike Tomlin.
Well, listen, I think the Jets have had a very expansive search so far. I think some people have been taken back by the sheer volume of people that they've spoken to. I think the Jets have run a very smart, very thorough search so far. If they are not or have not already been on the phone, at least on the most cursory, basic, exploratory level with the Pittsburgh Steelers on the availability for a trade for Mike Tomlin, they're not doing the job I thought they're doing. You must be calling the Steelers.
I don't think
must be.
Yeah, and I don't think there's anybody out there, and this is a fascinating conversation to me, and I couldn't wait to get here this morning at 10 a.m. to discuss this with you because I saw some of the stuff on social media. I touched on it by myself last night a little bit on Sports Night. Obviously, if Mike Tomlin is available, yeah, whatever franchise you are, you do whatever it takes to go get him. My first issue with this is, why do we think that Tomlin's going to be available? I don't buy it. And I'm not a reporter. I'm just using common sense here. The guy's been a great head coach, a Super Bowl winning head coach. He's never had a losing season. So what makes people think that this is going to be a realistic option for the Jets?
It's stale. It's stale out there in Pittsburgh. And let's face it, the Jets don't measure themselves by the same standard the Steelers do. The Steelers, you know, like the Yankees and like a few other franchises in sports, the Celtics, the Lakers, the Steelers are measured by championships. This is not a question of, is Mike Tomlin good? Does he still win there? Are they still competitive? This is about whether or not Mike Tomlin has at least there, able to elevate the Steelers to a level of a championship, you know, a product. And the answer is no. I haven't won a playoff game since 2016. I mean, Mike Tomlin's been there almost two decades. He won the Super Bowl in year 2, and then, you know, shortly thereafter, they got back and they lost. Listen, I think it's over there for him. Now, these are two very different discussion points. Number one, should the Steelers fire him? The answer is no, and I don't think that they will. But that doesn't mean that doesn't mean that you can't get... You know, you can't pounce on what I would have to think is a bit of a vulnerable period for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I understand they are a model of consistency.
Yeah.
They don't want to hire. They don't want to fire. It's basically Chuck Knoll. It's Coach Cower. And it's Mike Tomlin. But that doesn't mean that they're happy with what's going on. That doesn't mean that the right deal can't convince them to do something that right now they might not be predisposed to do. If you are talking to 17 coaches like the Jets are, and I love them for that. I really do think it's a thorough, expansive search. You have to at least call them. You have to put it on the table, and you have to make them say
yeah,
no.
Fair enough. Call them, and you could offer them whatever you want, but if I'm Pittsburgh, like, the idea that, to your point, you just mentioned there's been no more stable franchise, maybe in sports, than the Pittsburgh Steelers. So why do all of a sudden people think it's realistic that they're going to move on, whether they fire him or not, whether they trade him? It's the same thing to me. And then what? Then what do they do? Who are they going to hire? Look at what he did. He won 10 games with Russell Wilson with no quarterback. Has never had a losing season. Back-to-back 10-win seasons. Like, it's gone stale. Okay, great. What are they going to do? Fire him and hire Bobby Slowick? Like, who's the answer for Pittsburgh? So while I would love to see Mike Tomlin here, whether it's with the Jets or the Giants. He's one of my favorite head coaches, if not my favorite head coach in the league, especially after Belichick is no longer there. It's just not realistic to me. I think any team should be doing their due diligence trying to hire him. But why in the world would the Steelers ever make him available?
Well, because I don't think that they're satisfied with the job that he's doing right now.
Oh, but who's going to do better?
I don't know. That's for them to figure things out. But, I have no idea.
Right, but
you tell me that there's nobody that's walking the platter right now that can't win a playoff game for the Pittsburgh Steelers? They haven't won since 2016.
Understood. I don't think there are better options out there. I think maybe they need to reevaluate the way that they go about player personnel and things like that. I don't think Tomlin is the problem. And while I'm not going to say, like, oh, yeah, it's gone stale a little bit. I mean, he'd be immediately hired by...
I understand he would, which is why you'd get multiple first-round picks for that. And by the way, you know, it's not just a reaction to what transpired over the weekend with the Steelers, and I knew that the Ravens were going to squash them. By the way, as much as he squeezed out some wins out of a roster that probably shouldn't have squeezed out, well, they win 10, whatever it was, he also made the decision to go to Russell Wilson, which I think in hindsight, you know, probably backfired. I mean, their offense is atrocious. So I think that he may have mismanaged that. It seemed like it worked, and it did work for a little bit, but big picture, it didn't work. And the other thing, too, look back at some of the scores at some of the recent playoff losses that he's had. They've given up 40-plus points multiple times in previous years. You can't tell me that the Steeler fan is happy with what's going on.
If you were the Steelers owner or Steelers fan, what would you want to see happen with Tom?
If I'm a Steelers fan, if I'm a Steelers fan, I'm moving on. By the way, a lot of my buddies are Steeler fans, and they wanted to fire him years ago. I'm like, are you nuts?
Right.
And now that there was some evidence there, and I'm like, now I'm on the same page. Like, I understand why the Steeler fan is ready to move on. Do I think the Steelers have the appetite for that? I think it's different than the fan base, which is not a bad thing because they are the model of stability, and their lack of volatility has made them a model franchise where if they listen to the fans, maybe they're not the Steelers. I get that. But I do think for the first time, this is just a guess, the fans' reaction is one thing. What the Steelers are thinking, I don't know. But I'd have to think for the first time in their minds, they've got to be slightly open to a change. They haven't won in a decade.
Understood.
They're the Steelers, dude.
This isn't the Jaguars
or the Jets or
a losing season.
The Cardinals.
And remember, we said the same thing about Bill Cowher. Can't win the big one. Got to move on from him. Like, when you have a coach like that in your building and you've had the sustained success that the Steelers have had, and maybe it's not dissimilar to what we've said here about Brian Cashman. I mean, maybe that's the best analogy here. The Yankees have stuck with Cashman, and all they do is get in the postseason every year, haven't won a World Series since 2009. But you also start, when you think it out, like, I get it, as fans, we get frustrated, we want more, but think it out. Who's better out there that's going to come in and do something, you know, better than what Brian Cashman has done? Same thing for the Steelers. Like, I would bet, and even more so for the Steelers for me, because it's much harder, at least in my mind, to find a legitimate NFL head coach that you can have that longevity with that won't have a losing season.
Uh-huh.
My God, you could find some people who might be able to spend Brian Cashman's money, or Hal Steinbrenner's money, and get the Yankees into the postseason on a consistent basis. Not trying to take away from Cashman, but if the Steelers ever got rid of Mike Tomlin, I don't care if it's for two first-rounders, firing, whatever it may be, I think it would be the dumbest move that they could make in the history of their franchise, and I think that they would then set themselves up for years, maybe decades, of failure and inconsistency.
I get that. I understand why people would defend Mike Tomlin. The flip side of the coin is they might actually win a playoff game and win a Super Bowl, something he hasn't done since year two, and next year will be year 19. Yeah. Listen, this is not so much about stop this at all. Tomlin forgetting how to coach. I just think it's stale. You know, sometimes you need a change. Yep. Sometimes you're in the same place where, you know, that alert, that awareness, that intensity, it just ever so slightly erodes. I don't necessarily mean from Mike Tomlin himself, but the way the message from Mike Tomlin's received, you know, after a while, that could dissipate. You know, it's just whether it's a principal at the same school for 20 years, whether it's a college basketball coach at the same school for 20 years, whether it's a program director at the same station for 20 years, sometimes the message gets diluted. People get comfortable. I believe that, and not only should the Jets call him, the Raiders should call him, everybody.
What about the Giants?
The Giants should even think about this, but apparently they won't. Like, I just think If you don't, I don't know what the Steelers will do. I don't. They might hang up and say, don't even offend me with that. It's ridiculous. We love them. And I would respect that. But if somebody that's looking for a coach doesn't at least try to pounce on this, to me, what's very vulnerable and very much up in the air, period, you're not doing your job. And for the Jets to talk to 20 people to not try to get the guy who would be the best, it would be absolutely insane.
BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. 888-808-1019. Anthony is calling from Harlem. What's up, Ant?
Morning, boys.
What's up, Ant? How you doing, bud?
Sal, your analogy is perfect. Steelers fans are just like Yankee fans. They don't know how good they have it with this guy. If they would even consider trading him, I would drive to Pittsburgh and bring him to Flora Park. They are out of their minds that they want to get rid of this guy. They're never getting rid of Tomlin.
Can I ask you a question, Ant? In all sincerity, yeah. So I got it. Now, the stability and the year-to-year consistency, those are very, very attractive, very appealing, but they're also very attractive and very appealing for downtrodden, moribund franchises like ours. If you're a franchise that is about championships, what the hell is about appealing not winning a playoff game for almost a decade?
I mean, but BT, like, you know, you have to look at the landscape of the league, right? Like, there's haves and have-nots, and the Steelers are a have.
No, they're a have-not.
The right culture.
They're a have-not.
No, I did.
They're a have-not, bud.
They've had one losing season. It's like,
well, but literally, they season, have
we've
not.
We've had one winning season.
One.
In 15 years.
I get that. Listen, he's amazing. That's why I think you give up multiple number ones to get him. I just think it's stale up there or out there. It's stale. Dude, I mean, you look at this, Sal. They lost, right? You go back. We know what happened this year. And we know what happened a year ago. I mean, in 2021, they lost 42-19. In 2020, they gave up 48 points. In 2017, they gave up 45. I mean, come on. And those are all losses, by the way.
I don't
think they scored 50 those days.
I just don't think their talent has been good enough, specifically with the quarterback, whether it's an aging, declining Ben Roethlisberger or Kenny Pickett or whatever else. You know, you want to go this year with Russell Wilson. To me, that would be the issue. Look, I think it's a fascinating conversation. I mean, there's another layer to it, too, which we'll get coming up at 10:20. I want to get some more of the calls in here. But if you're the Jets or any team that's functioning and you believe that there might be a possibility that the Steelers make him available, then, yeah, you inquire. I just can't imagine that that's going to be the case. And that's the tough part that I, like, based on what Terry Bradshaw says or what social media people say.
Do
we realistically think...
Terry's been saying that for years, by the way. Years.
And then they brought up like the one alternative that at least made me go, Mike McCarthy, who is not, he is a Pittsburgh guy from there.
He is.
Yeah, so I mean, like, that at least made sense. He's a Super Bowl winning head coach. Still, I'd rather have Mike Tomlin than Mike McCarthy any day. But at least that was like, okay, well, if they are going to move on from Tomlin, you could see how maybe bring home the hometown guy who is a Super Bowl winning head coach, is a good coach in his own right. But the Steelers got to be out of their minds if they were to move on from Mike Tomlin.
Well, think about this, Sal. There's a very big difference between proactively trying to get rid of Mike Tomlin and just being versus being open to seeing, you know, what the market might bear. You know, now
what do you think it would take? A couple first rounders?
Yes. And I'd give them up.
For the 100%. From the Jets perspective, you give up this year's number 7 pick.
Yep. I mean, give it up.
Fair enough, but that just shows to me how great Tomlin is. And I also think that, because I was on the other side of this with Cashman, saying what you were saying, basically, about how it just gotten stale. And sometimes, the way that Cashman told Girardi, we need to make a change just because it was time to make a change. It wasn't really his fault. Like, it wasn't that he wasn't a good enough manager. Sometimes you make a change just to make a change. And that is the way that I would have done it years ago with the Yankees. It just felt... stale with Cashman.
There was some conflict, too, with Girardi. He didn't play ball with everybody in the organization,
right,
but keep going.
But with Cashman himself, the reason why I would want to move on, it's not a knock on him, like he doesn't know how to build a team. It's just the way that they were doing it the same way over and over again wasn't working out to the ultimate level, so maybe I'd move on. I think it's more valuable what Tomlin has done as a head coach in the NFL, an ever-changing league, a league that year-to-year teams fall apart, whether it's injuries, whether it's different players, free agency, the way that it is with the salary cap structure and all that. The fact that this guy's never had a losing season in 18 years.
It's amazing.
It's remarkable.
No, it truly is, and I love him. That's why I want him. Hey, by the way, if the Giants could just send Tom Coughlin packing with two Super Bowls.
And look where it got him.
True. No, that's true.
That's what I'm saying.
There's the alternate side, which I am very aware of. I get it. Now, That's why process is, you know, the Jets or the Raiders or whomever from that perspective versus the Steelers. But are you telling me, now they would have to make their own assessments here, the Steelers, that there's somebody in the building right now, just like Tomlin, who was ready to take over for Cowher, that we don't necessarily know about? Like, we can mention Bobby Slowick and Mike McCarthy.
Well, I know.
I actually like Slowick for the Texans. I really do. Or McCarthy was a Pittsburgh native. I don't know. When we say that there's not a better option out there, I think that that's ridiculous because the current option has not won a playoff game in 10 years.
Understood.
That's a fact.
Right, but look at all the
teams.
But
it could get worse. I'm going to give you that.
I know. It could get a lot. That's a major risk. That's what I was going to say. Look at all the other teams, even the teams who are having some success, and look at their head coaches and the issues that they present. The Steelers have maybe the best head coach in the entire league.
He's not the best head coach in the NFL.
Who is without Belichick now? Reed?
Well, first of all, Andy Reid's tremendous. That's too young, but I think Kevin O'Connell is going to be a superstar. But I'm not going to put him there yet. I think Shanahan's tremendous in San Francisco. I think that the injuries really sabotaged their season. I think that John Harbaugh down in Baltimore is tremendous. I think Jim Harbaugh, despite what happened with the Chargers, is better. I mean, or at least Mike Tomlin is not the best coach in the NFL.
To me,
he's one of them, but he's not number one, clearly.
I'd put Andy Reid up there, and I'd probably put Tomlin number two.
You don't think Jim Harbaugh's better? Who would you rather have tomorrow? If the Jets hire Jim Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin, who would you feel better about? I'd feel better about Harbaugh.
Yeah,
slightly.
Maybe, but he's not as proven as Tomlin is. And maybe. I mean, I think Harbaugh's got to prove. Tomlin won a Super Bowl. Harbaugh did not yet. He also just got his ass kicked in the first round as well.
On the podium and yell for Jim Harbaugh. But still, we know.
You know how much I love Harbaugh. Yep. I'm just saying, dude, he's been there 18 years. He never had a losing season.
He's also only won once.
Yeah. I mean,
it's a long time. If he had like three or four, is it different? Or two or three? It was year two when he won.
Frank is in Kings Point. What's up, Frank?
Frankie.
Hey, guys, great show. Listen, I've been a Steelers fan since I was 12 years old, and I'm a Tomlin supporter. But, you know, they dropped the last five games of the year, okay? And I'll tell you what really put me over the edge, and I think Tomlin is stale, and I think he should go now, is because as a Steelers fan yesterday, no Steelers fan thought we were going to win that game yesterday. And that's really the turning point of what said, you know, we don't have a chance tomorrow.
And yeah, but is that his fault?
Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, elaborate. Absolutely. Tell us why.
Now, guys, look at it this way. You know, if you're looking at it as a Jets fan or a Bears fan, I want Tomlin in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm of excellence. The black and gold is the symbol of excellence.
Used to be.
I don't want to go 10-7. I want to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you know what? We knew we weren't winning one this year. Now, granted.
Who do you want, Frank?
Well, that's the thing. You know, the Steelers usually hire from. Listen. The Steelers usually hire from within. We all know that. Now.
You're going to promote Arthur Smith?
I personally wouldn't know.
I'd hope not. I hope you're not going to move on from Tomlin and hire Arthur Smith. Come on.
And as you know, the defensive coordinator yesterday, I could have ran for a touchdown yesterday. So I don't know what the answer is, guys.
Yep.
But I'm agreeing with BT. It's a complex situation, but I think the message is stale. I think we got to move on. And I'll tell you one more thing, guys. Tomlin is the number two coach in the NFL. Sean McVay is number one.
I forgot about McVay. I didn't mention him. Thanks for the call there. Now, listen, here's the thing, too. It doesn't mean that he's absolutely right, but he's been around a lot of football games. Talking about Kirk Herbstreit. You heard what Kirk said? He's like, dude, I mean, the Steelers don't even look like they want to be here. It's a playoff game against your arch rival, your all-time nemesis. You lost four or five straight games to finish the season, and you're in a playoff game against a guy that's usually punk in Lamar Jackson, and you've got the color analyst. Now, usually this doesn't happen at the NFL level where you've got a guy saying, this team doesn't even look like they want to play. How could I not look at the coach?
Yeah, I'm not buying
Herbstreit. You have to look at the coach to an extent.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. I mean, did somebody remind Herbstreit, because he's a college guy and has no clue about the NFL, did somebody remind him that Tomlin has not had a losing season in 18 years? I mean, I watched that game. I wouldn't say that the Steelers didn't want to be there. I think the Ravens are just that much better.
Well, I mean, listen, I didn't say that. All right, that's right. And I know Kirk didn't play in the NFL, but he does NFL games and he does this for a living.
He didn't even know the NFL playoff format.
I heard. I did see
I'm
that
not
tweet.
Trying to pick
I saw
on
that
guy,
tweet. No, I get you. And I like Kirk. I'm not saying he's perfect, but I mean, the guy did play in the Big Ten, and he's around great players, and he knows what's in front of him. And I don't think that, you know, if you and I said, and not that we've never said this, if it's completely out, like if you're not tackling, but when a guy who's been in the booth forever for 20 years tells us that this team doesn't look like they want to be here, I'm going to lean on his eyes and kind of believe him. And by the way, my eyes were kind of telling me the same thing.
Okay. I mean, I just wasn't seeing that. I think it's lunacy to think about the Steelers moving on. Doesn't mean that that's right. By the way, when we come back, we'll continue with your calls, 888-808-1019. But another layer to it, if Tomlin does become available, he's going to have his pick of the available openings, you would think. So why the Jets? We'll get to that when we come back. BT and Sal just getting started on this Monday on The Fan. BT and Sal back on The Fan on this Monday. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get back to those calls in just a second. We're talking Mike Tomlin. Will he be available? Won't he be available? Jets, should they go get him? What should they give up to take him? The one other part of this, BT, for me is why in the world, if Mike Tomlin was set free from the Steelers, whether he's allowed to go seek, you know, whether they fire him, whether it's a trade, whatever, and he can pick his spot, why would he ever choose the New York Jets with all the options he's going to have?
Let me ask you this. Do you think right now Mike Tomlin feels appreciated in Pittsburgh by
probably
the fans?
Not.
Okay. So the reason you look at the Jets, number one, there's some very talented pieces. And listen, it's subjective. So if he doesn't think so, then maybe it's no. But I think that when you're in a place like Pittsburgh that demands, you know, greatness, and it hasn't happened in a while, it becomes stale, and I think the pushback is pretty personal. So I think if you're to go somewhere, you're seeking a place where modest success early will be met with and received with incredible adulation. So I think that's the answer.
Yeah, I'm just looking
at the bar so low.
The only issue, and it's a big one, that I would have with the Jets opening, because I don't disagree that they're ready to have some success with a real head coach. Like, I think everything that they're lacking, Mike Tomlin would be perfect to clean up, specifically if Aaron Rodgers comes back. And by the way, he might be coaching Aaron Rodgers anyway next year, whether it's here or there in Pittsburgh. But the owner, like, he's got owners in Pittsburgh that are the complete opposite.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of what Woody Johnson reportedly is or has been since he's taken over ownership of the Jets. And if I'm Tomlin, that's the last thing I want. By the way, if, let's say, Dallas becomes open, you know, you want to go coach the Cowboys or the Jets, and you can make an argument for the Bears and what the Bears set up and all the talent that they have in place, and it is the Chicago Bears.
Like, yeah,
he'd be revered there as well. So there are, to me, with the openings, even the Raiders, like going to Vegas with the Raiders and, you know, with Brady taking over, who knows, having, you know, a clean slate kind of to work with the Raiders, maybe that's appealing to him. I just, because of Woody, I feel like it diminishes what otherwise would be a great, appealing opening, New York and some talent there. I don't think that Tomlin would choose the Jets either.
Well, if he's traded, does he really have a choice?
Well, I'm assuming that he's going to through his agents.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to just, you know, shove it down his throat. I think that they would treat him the right way.
I honestly don't know, BT. You could be right on that. But, like, imagine you're going to trade a head coach. You're going to go kick it and scream into his head. Like,
well, how many coaches have been traded in NFL history? If you had to take a guess, I actually had the number. In the history since the merger, how many coaches do you think, Sal?
Five.
Seven. Close.
Okay.
Don Shula, I didn't even realize this. Don Shula was dealt back in 1970.
From the Colts?
Yeah. Okay. Parcells in 97, as we know, obviously. Holmgren in 99.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, Holmgren back in 99. You had Gruden in 02. I even forgot that Herm was traded to Kansas City in 06 for like a fourth round pick. Arians in 2019. Sean Payton 2023. So there's, and I think Belichick as well back in 2000. So there is the list of seven. Every name, let's see. Shula, Hall of Famer. Parcells, Hall of Famer. Holmgren, Hall of Famer. Gruden, borderline. Herm, though. Arians, probably not. Peyton, yes. So, and Belichick, yes. So five of the seven are all-timers.
Yeah, and then look, we actually brought this up, and I don't know if we said specifically with the trade, but if you're going to go by that, right, then why not inquire if you're a head if you're a team looking for a head coach, whether it's the Giants or the Jets, and inquire about Sean McVay? Whether it's this right now or last year or whatever, like, there was rumors about him wanting to step away. Point is, if any coach is going to be available because of a trade, which, by the way, in the history of the league or since the merger, it's only happened seven times. To your point, it doesn't happen very often. But I would be looking to get one of those no doubt about it guys. Anyway, regardless of some of the rumors swirling about Mike Tomlin, I just don't think it's realistic that you're going to have him be available. Nor do I think if he were available that he would want to go to the Jets, which could make things complicated.
Well, I was going to ask you, what do you think is more realistic, that Pittsburgh would be willing to trade him, or that he, if he got wind of the fact that the Steelers were trying to trade him, that he would be okay with it?
I think it's more likely he'd be okay with going to the Jets than it is more likely that he's going to even be available.
I probably agree with that. Again, but you make the call. Do I think it's very, very likely? No, but you've interviewed 20 guys. You just interviewed somebody at the University of Maryland who barely has a winning record. Actually, in totality, he's 30 games under. If you include his previous job, I know he's won 3 straight bowls, whatever, I'm forgetting his name. Yeah. He basically 7 wins at, what's it, a Slacky? Whatever.
I have no idea.
Basically 7 wins every year. You're going to interview that guy? You're not going to call the Steelers and try to pounce on something that I think is, you know, the door's a little bit ajar? You got to try.
Hey, I'm so mad they aren't interviewing Pete Carroll, and his name keeps coming up for other teams as well.
Like, I know.
The least they could do is interview him. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019.
Loxley.
Thank you, in Maryland.
Mike Loxley.
888-808-1019. Justin is calling from Paterson, New Jersey. What's up, Justin?
Hey, man.
Hey, gentlemen. So everything I've heard is from Steeler fans that they're ready to move on. Majority of Steeler fans I know. The issue is Mike Tomlin does have a no trade clause. So that factors in. So it would have to be 100% his consent. And I think the Steelers would try to like baptize any team that would try to get him for multiple firsts, similar to the way with the Broncos and the Saints trade for.
Yeah, also maybe try to trade him outside the conference as well. I know they're not division rivalries with the Jets, but if they are going to trade him, maybe trade him outside the conference.
Yeah, exactly that. But I think teams do move on. Syracuse had Jim Boeheim for 1 million years, and they basically walked him out the door. So it's not the most uncommon thing.
And how have they been doing since?
Just run. They've been terrible. I'm not saying it's
necessarily
right or wrong. I'm saying is sometimes teams say, we're not getting where we need to go. We have to throw something against the wall and try to get to the
also the difference there, Justin, and thank you for the call. Boeheim, how old is he?
He was almost 80.
And that's what I'm saying. Mike Tomlin's still a young guy as far as head coaches go, as far as life goes. Tomlin's 52 years old. That's nothing.
No, that's why I'd give up multiple ones for him. Think about this, guys. For the most part, we are evaluating this through our green prism, all right, our Jets prism. And if you don't think the Steelers, and you don't, that the Steelers would be open to trading him, I understand that because, and maybe you're not doing this, but I think some people are. Like, when you look through that little green prism, you're saying, geez, all these years, 14 straight years, no playoffs, what the hell would the Steelers do getting? Why would they get rid of him? All right, put down that little thing and now pick up the one that's black and gold. And imagine right now, and I'm doing this, like, I'm going to envision myself on the Roberto Clemente Bridge right now, going to work, or I'm a salesman, and I'm going, or salesperson going to my next meeting, and I'm crossing the Clemente Bridge, I look at the baseball field and I'm listening to the Pittsburgh sports stations out there right now. Do you think that they are defending Tomlin, or do you think that they are basically greasing the skids for change? I can tell you the answer. It's the second one. They want him out. And when that starts to, and this is not the first year that it's built, when that begins to bubble and bubble and grow and bubble and bubble, guess what? Even a patient, historically patient and prudent franchise like the Steelers, they might flinch, which is why you call them.
But they've been doing that forever. I think the fans in Pittsburgh for, what, the last decade or so have been calling for a change at head coach, and the owners don't do anything. So when I look at it, I look at it logically. Okay, do I think that Mike Tomlin is a great head coach? Yes, unequivocally, yes, great head coach. Do I think I could find somebody that would be better than Mike Tomlin to be the head coach of my franchise? No, not necessarily, I don't. I mean, it's possible, I guess, but you know how hard that would be? The third thing is the Steelers have not operated in a fashion that would make me think that on any way, shape, or form, they would be willing to move on from their 18-year head coach who's never had a losing season. They stuck with Bill Cowher all those years. He was there 15 years. Mm-hmm. He won a Super Bowl in year, what, 13 or 14, whatever it was, before he finally said goodbye in 2006.
Yeah, but he won playoff games. I'd have to double-check this. I know he lost a couple of AFC Championship games at home, which obviously drove Steeler fans nuts, which I get. But, I mean, how many... To get to the AFC Championship game, you're at least winning playoff games.
Right.
Mike Tomlin hasn't won since 2016.
Yeah, all right, 2016.
It's a long, 2016!
I get it.
That's a long time.
Jets haven't been in the playoffs, I don't need to remind you, since 2010. So we're talking about a long time ago since a team that was even in the playoffs, and then we're nitpicking. And I get what you're saying, like you look at it with a different lens, because they're the Steelers. Just like, well, they're the Yankees.
Correct.
Still, but maybe there's a reason they're the Steelers. And one of those reasons are they're not firing and hiring head coaches every 4 years.
But if they were going through 9 and 10 year droughts of no playoff wins, guess what? They wouldn't be the Steelers. They'd be the Jets.
Yeah,
like right now, they're not the Steelers that we romanticize about. They don't win anymore.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't had a losing season, BT.
I get that, but
it's been 18. Imagine watching your football team, especially from a Jets perspective, that hasn't had a losing season in 18 years.
Sign me up. Sign me up, but that's why I use the different prisms. The green one and the black and gold one. They're very different.
Greg is in the Bronx. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up, guys? My take on Tomlin, I think I'm a Steelers fan. If you want to get rid of this guy, you got to be crazy. What people are not realizing is what he has to work with. They haven't had a pick higher than 10 in 30 years. There's teams in the league that get two picks in the top 10 in the same draft. He hasn't had that in. He doesn't have anything to work with. You know, it's not just him.
Well, not even his Harbaugh in Baltimore. I mean, he got Lamar 32 years ago. They never pick in the top 10 either. Neither do the Niners lately. I know they had a bad year, but neither did the Patriots all those years. I mean, it's not, you know, unique to the Steelers. I got news for everybody. Good teams don't pick in the top 10 unless there was a trade or some, you know, residue from a previous move, which has happened a few times, but very rarely.
Well, right, but that still is a point where other franchises have had the opportunity to take some of the best players in, you know, college football or in the NFL draft, and it helps turn their franchise around where the Steelers have to do it a different way, and that's maybe a victim of their own success. So what? I mean, I'm not going to use that as a feather in Tomlin's cap, saying, well, look at how great he is. Just look at it overall. Like, they haven't had a losing season in 18 years. Now, the organization themselves could trade up if they identify a player that they want. They
Chiefs
took Kenny,
did it.
They took Kenny Pickett. He stinks.
He stinks. Chiefs did it. That's how they got Mahomes.
Well,
they moved
up. I mean, so you're allowed to move up and get a top player if you want. I think, though, the Steelers' issues are more about personnel than they are about Tomlin and coaching. And again, I'm not saying he's the best in-game manager, the timeout use or whatever, a lack of aggression and at certain times, you know, not going for it the other day. Like, yeah, I could get all that. But ultimately, you look at him pound for pound versus the other coaches out there. I mean, maybe there were two in the league, maybe not even two, that I would rather have than Mike Tomlin.
I mean, it's an old expression. Just feel like it feels like it's time for change. I don't know anything else around the NFL that just feels like it's time for change more than that situation.
Hey, look, I'd love to see it. I'd love to see him here. And I do trust that he would build the Jets up. Like,
yep.
There's no doubt about that. That's what makes him so great, which is why I would never let him go. BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Monday morning. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We're talking Mike Tomlin. From a Jets perspective, of course, really, you could throw in the Giants there, too. Because if a head coach like that becomes available, every team that is in need or at least has doubts about their current situation should go after a Mike Tomlin. You know, and Vrabel now officially off the board, BT, worst kept secret. We all knew what was going to happen. These sham interviews that they had maybe outside of Vrabel, but it's official, Vrabel back to, you know, in New England. He's going to be the head coach there. You could see that coming a mile away, even really before, to your point, before Mayo got fired. You knew it was going to happen. And that's kind of why maybe he was on the outs in Tennessee, creating this pathway. And then the report from Connor Hughes, which I'm now, I got a text that was saying that Connor said it was highly unlikely, not that he said, he was on the Fan over the weekend.
All the Rex stuff?
Yeah. Didn't he say that Rex was out?
I didn't hear it. I saw a lot of
the headlines, right?
Yeah. I don't want to put words in Connor's mouth, but it seemed as if he said it was definitively. At least that's the way it was positioned. But I don't know. And either way, I never took Rex seriously anyway, so thank God.
Yeah. And Rex 2-0. I guess it's highly unlikely that it's, whatever. The point is that of those, you know, the top guy was Vrabel, he's out. Rex was never real. I never thought it was really likely, but you never know with Woody. Mm-hmm. And by the way, we don't know about the other options, how far down it goes. Like, if this guy says no and that guy says no, then maybe you do find yourself in a spot where you have to get to Rex. But who would you bet right now that would be the head coach of the Jets?
Aaron Glenn or Flores. It's one of those two. Yeah, that's what I honestly believe.
I think it's going to be Aaron Glenn. And I still, while I like Aaron Glenn, I still think it's going to be a mistake. And look, Tomlin would be a dream. I just don't know how realistic that dream is from a Pittsburgh perspective, even though they want him out as far as the fans go in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and listen, if you guys are just tuning in, I don't know how realistic it is to lure, to pry Tomlin away from Pittsburgh. He does have the no trade. So if there was anything that the Steelers, if they were willing to do it, then Tomlin would have to be willing to acquiesce as well. All I'm saying is that unique circumstances create unique opportunities, and you got to pounce. I mean, Sal, I have gone, and I'm not alone, all Jet fans, we've sat through, I feel like there's been 10 of these coaching searches in my lifetime. I mean, really, that probably more if I actually sat down. It's got definitely more. And this one seems to be the most thorough, the most well thought out, the most A to Z, you know, offense, defense, young, old, I mean, off the board, unrealistic, unlikely, you name it, the Jets have kicked the tires pretty well. So if you don't kick this tire, then what are we doing? Finish the job.
Yeah, that's why.
Kick the tires.
Yeah, kick the tires on Pete Carroll, too, while you're at it. I thought I saw a tweet yesterday that said something like the Jets interviewed four guys yesterday.
The GMs, though. I think that was the GM stuff yesterday. Whatever. It was like Zoom.
GMs yesterday.
Yeah.
And the last search, I think they interviewed four total or something like that. It was some ridiculous number.
So
clearly the Jets are doing their due diligence, at least for the most part here. Before we get back to the calls, would you rather Tomlin or Vrabel? Hypothetically, obviously. Because Vrabel was always
Vrabel.
Wow. More than Tomlin?
I think Vrabel's a better coach.
Oh,
I think Vrabel's a superstar.
Oh.
And he's going to have a quarterback now.
Well,
that's a problem for us.
Yeah, problem for us. Another one.
I think Vrabel's great.
Add that to the list. Yeah, I'm just not seeing it with Vrabel. I think he'll have success. You heard what one of his former players said?
Vrabel?
Yeah, about Vrabel.
No. I saw the headline. What was it all about? Your butt's tight?
Yeah, basically.
Something like that, right? Like, get ready?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Clench up, men.
That's what it was. Yes, I did see the headline there.
BT and Sal.
Big dogs coming in.
I like that. Yeah. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. You know what I mean? I
was going to let that one go. Listen, if you like it, it's all good, man. Whatever you like, Sam.
Jose is in Staten Island. Where are we? Jose is on Staten Island. What's up, Jose?
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, buddy?
Just have a curious. You know, here in New York, we hear all about how many coaches and GMs the Jets have. I'm just surprised how quickly New England dropped Mayo, and all of a sudden, Vrabel was right in as coach. You know, it's like you don't even know or hear if they interviewed, because of the Rooney Rule. How many, you know, the coaches, if they interviewed any of them,
you didn't get the memo that there's two sets of rules. There's one for Robert Kraft, and there's one for the rest of the NFL. Of course, it's a sham.
I know that. That's the same thing I said to myself. I said, because it's ridiculous, you know?
Yep.
And then the commissioner's not going to investigate. They're just going to let it go. And then I really don't care. If he wants to go to New England, that's all more power. It's better for the Jets.
Yep.
But, again, the Jets have to make the right choice now because, again, you know, they're letting New England become become better than them. Now, no, you got to show them that. You made the choice. I'm glad. I hope next year. I'm sorry. I sound like this, but I'm hoping Mayo have more wins than this guy's going to have up there.
Yeah, well, me too. Problem is, he won't. Yeah. He's going to get them a very, very, very high, very fast, I would think. Did you see Rex yesterday when they were talking about the Vrabel hire? Oh, God.
No,
just the clown show never ends.
I hope on TV. I hope I get to kick that guy's ass.
Rex,
couple
give
times
it up, here. Dude.
Yeah. Rex is going to have a big slice of humble pie. Yes. Once he doesn't get this Jets job.
God.
Egg all over the face. Oh, I'm the best by far, but I ain't even close. Okay, Rex. Oh, God.
Hey, Rex, who's your staff going to be? Doesn't matter. It's going to be the best.
Yeah. Where's the plan exactly? We don't even need to pick on Rex.
No, I love him, but I just didn't want him to be the coach of the Jets.
Yeah. And when that is official that he's not, then what? Like, all this bravado and all the hot air and all the I'm the best and I'm a Jet and we're going to do this and that. What's he going to do when he shows up on TV the day after somebody else gets the job?
Honestly, I think it's going to surprise you. I think he'll be fairly humble at that point. Provided it's somebody that he respects, I think that he'll say the right thing and he'll do the right thing. I really do. I think when it's time to say the right thing, I think Rex does.
Anthony is calling from Rumson, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hey, man.
Hey, so I just want to make a couple points about Tomlin so you know what you're getting yourself into. If for some reason Art does let go of him and makes a change for once.
Yep.
But he inherited Cowher's team, and after that, really, we haven't had any success. Big Ben masked most of the problems that we have here in Pittsburgh, and he's got no coaching tree. If you look back, all his assistants, not one of them is in the NFL anymore. He puts his blueprint on everything. He doesn't let any of his guys under him coach. And that's why we have the same problem every single time.
What do you mean one of his assistants? Isn't Brian Flores still in the NFL having success with Minnesota?
Yeah, and that was a mistake, letting that guy get out of the door.
Oh, but it just and that's just one that I know of, and maybe there are other ones, but that negates your whole argument saying not one of his assistants are still in the NFL. It's just not factually correct.
Well, I'm saying, where's his coaching tree? Andy Reid has a coaching tree, right? Sirianni, these guys go everywhere.
Dick LeBeau for how many years on his staff as a defensive coordinator? The guy was like 80. Where do you want him to go in his next stop? We all know where that's going to be.
Look past the people he inherited. Look past the people he inherited. Since he inherited that team, who since then?
Yeah, I mean, look.
I get it.
You and I, thank you for the call, Anthony. Appreciate you checking in. I would think it's more about... I mean, look, did he have Todd Haley for a while, right? Was that
there in
Pittsburgh?
Yes, yeah, Todd.
Trying to go over some of these names, trying to refresh the memory. I know the offensive coordinator's been an issue for a while with Pittsburgh. It's kind of been the revolving door, and not a good revolving door, meaning hired to be a head coach.
Correct.
When you leave. So there's an issue there, but is that on Tomlin, or is that on the Steelers for office? I don't know the inner workings of how they operate, but you can't just use he won with Cowher's team. Okay, great. He had Ben Roethlisberger, sure, but he's never had a losing season. So, like, any argument about him not winning is out the door because he's never had a losing season. That's number one. So then you further it to, okay, well, he hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. Now we're shortening that the window. Hasn't won a playoff game since 2016. He's been in quite a bit, though. Just hasn't won a playoff game in 2016. Is that because of bad coaching, or is it because of not enough talent?
That's probably a little bit of everything, but it's 2025, man. 2016 is a long time ago.
Understood, but don't you think that most of what the Steelers have been over the years, this year is a prime example where most people going into the year didn't think this would be a winning season for the Steelers. So I see it as Mike Tomlin making the most of a less than roster to the tune of 10 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they actually get to the playoffs against good teams, for the better part of, you know, the last decade, whatever, since 2016,
yep.
then they finally meet their match against the more talented teams in a postseason.
Yeah, I mean, that could be true. Or if, I'll just throw a name out there, if Sean Payton was coaching this team, maybe he would have made the decision to unleash Justin Fields and maybe they'd be scoring 30 a week. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just know that there's always a better option somewhere. And I don't think this is unfair to Coach Tom. This is not like 2-3-4 year playoff drought. I keep saying that, and it's getting repetitive now. I mean, 2016 is a lot. It's 2025.
I get it. The argument is that it's stale, which is hard to argue in sports.
Yep.
Just be careful what you wish for if you do move on from Mike Tomlin. 888, and it's not just about the Steelers. It's about in general when you have a head coach that has had that much success. 888-808-1019. We'll talk some baseball a little bit later on in the show. We got to get to the Wild Card Weekend coming up as well and recap the Wild Card Weekend. BT and Sal on the Fan.